has been a shame that we've had to miss out on not just the Royal Hobart Show, but a number of shows this year. We were really keen to go up to AgFest this year, and being our first year of AgFest, and obviously Festival of Bright Ideas, and now, due to COVID, we've not been able to do any of those events, but that hasn't stopped us back at the school working with our animals and looking for quality. So breeding some quality animals this year, and working in our sheep and our goats, and introducing some new species to our college, like some emus, and bringing in the horse and some donkeys.
Oh, you actually have a farm here attached to the school?
Well, it's not actually a farm as if you're going to go to a farm with shearing sheds and so forth, but that's in the future pipeline. But we do have residency here for a number of animals, and at the back of our place, up top of our college, behind the science labs, we do have some small acreage there that backs onto Tolosa Park. And we've divided that now into some paddocks, and we've got some sheds and some shelters. We've got the classroom, the education centre up there for the children.
Now, I should say that we're in the middle of some Book Week activities. You've brought the animals down here for Book Week, and that's why we can hear all the kids around us. Looks like they're enjoying getting to know them.
Well, this year, the title for Book Week is Curious Creatures, so a lot of our students don't get to see some of the animals. Well, some of them don't have animals at home, and some of them don't have the opportunity to actually touch and feel animals, so we thought this was a wonderful experience for all the students.
Now, back to the show. We know the Royal Hobart Show is not happening, but there are a couple of things going on, and you're going to take some students and some animals to show some goats.
Yep, so November 1st at the Hobart Showgrounds, they are having a goat show. So all the goat breeders, and I think there's 9 different breeders this year, which is increasing, which is great, across the state are coming down to compete against each other. So yes, we do have some goats that we'll be showing, and towards the end of November we do have some young goats that will be born this year.
What sort of things do you get the kids to do with the goats?
So in preparing for the goats, they've got to be clipped, they've got to be trimmed, they've got to be taught how to stand, taught how to walk, being handled, opening up their mouths, working with their legs.
Now, with the sheep, you've had some stud sheep.
Yeah,
we do have
some stud sheep here. We have our border lesses, and unfortunately, because of Corona, we've not been able to do what we've wanted to do this year with the sheep. We were going to send some students over to Adelaide for the sheep, big sheep expo.
Wow!
And obviously, we were really looking forward to entering into the Royal Hobart Show and a few of the other shows, but this year they're just not having any.
So it's just a matter of handling them and looking after them.
Yeah, and we've increased our breeding lines. We've brought some ewes and rams from over on the mainland, and we've bought some new stocker around in some of the local breeders down here in Tasmania.
So the kids really learn about the sort of genetics, or what makes a good sheep, which ones are good to breed.
And yes. So basically they see them grow. They're here when they've been born. They get to see them the day they're born, and they basically work with the sheep and try and learn everything about the sheep. So it's not just a matter that you have a sheep and you put it out in the paddock and so be it. There's a lot of feeding, there's a lot of maintenance, the shearing, the handling, what makes a sheep look good.
We've got a student here with us as well, Ellie James. Ellie, you're in grade 9, I believe?
Yeah.
And you're taking part in this course. What are some of the things that you've been doing during the year?
We've been learning just all about how to take care and treat the animals right.
Do you have animals at home? Is it something you're experienced in?
Not necessarily livestock. I have just a dog and a cat.
So it's quite different?
Yeah, it is.
A bit disappointing you haven't been able to go and show some of the animals, but is it something you'd like to do in the future?
It is something I'd like to do. We've been learning a bit of how to do it and what goes all behind it and stuff.
Does it surprise you just how much is involved in sort of organising and looking after these animals?
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it, and I'm excited to learn all about it.
Especially cleaning their pens.
Yes, something we do. We have to clean their pens regularly, and it's fun.
Is it actually fun?
No.
Well, I noticed just here at this book week sort of celebration, you've got goats, you've got a horse, you've got guinea pigs. So do you have any favourites?
At the moment, my favourite is the horse, which is a new addition, Maple.
Oh, gorgeous. And it's a patchy pony.
Yes, she's very pretty.
It'd be quite a bit of looking after, though.
Yeah, we took her for a walk around the school the other day and it went well, so.
And do you think you'll continue this subject next year, or is it on to something else?
Yeah, I'd like to continue. It's just really good working with animals, doing something different rather than learning in the classroom all the time.
And do you have many students doing these courses?
We have a huge amount of students doing. We've always got to, unfortunately, say no to some students because you can only have so many students in the classroom. We have two classes, and those classes are at their maximum numbers, so which is about 30.
Well, it sounds like a great program.
Yes, it is, and we're trying to increase it, introduce it more into the primary school next year, so having the primary students more involved in the learning and the maintaining of the animals. So, you know, you can't do everything all in 1 year, and we've only been at this program now for 3 years, so each year we try something new, and each year we introduce something new into the school.